Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. One of the old jokes during the communist era in Eastern Europe was the quip that you could never predict history. Official interpretations of the past could change suddenly and radically. You had to be adept and cynically clever to keep up with changes in the party line. In the post-Soviet era, Ukraine has the challenges and the opportunities to look at its history anew. Historical figures, events, and entire communities can be retrieved and evaluated from the memory hole to which they were previously consigned. The Center for Urban History in East Central Europe, based in Lviv, has an innovative program for such retrieval. A summer school program has been running for the last several years. This program introduces an inclusive approach to research, teaching, and learning the history of the region in the 19th to 20th centuries. The program aims to increase the awareness of the importance of Jewish history and heritage as part of Ukraine's multicultural past. The summer program this year is called Jewish History, Common Past and Heritage, Culture, Cities, Milieus. It will explore the multicultural artistic and literary heritage of Lviv. The focus will be on Jewish milieus in a city once known also as Lemberg or Lviv. The city's contemporary space will become an interactive site between program participants and the broader public. This will be achieved by relating relevant figures, places, stories, and events. Documents, texts, and visual materials will augment an understanding of the complex history of the city. Dr. Sophia Djak, director of the Center for Urban History, outlined the thinking behind the program.
We came with an idea of having a summer school, which is not exactly Judaica school, but rather a question how to position history of Jews in Eastern Europe inclusively. How can we approach interactions between different groups in societies in the 19th and 20th century in Eastern Europe with the help of social history, cultural history? So actually,